I think the less time I spend at Brookfield, the better.
And tonight, Linda will be looking forward to Christmas when we return to Ambridge at 7 o'clock.
Free from the constraints of coalition and energised by their unexpected election victory, David Cameron and the Conservatives may feel they have an historic opportunity to remake Britain in their image.
Our manifesto is a manifesto for working people.
Will he be a Prime Minister like Attlee or Thatcher who changes the country? Or does he simply want to govern but not to transform? I'll be assessing the scale of David Cameron's ambitions and examining whether he'll succeed. That's Will Cameron Change Britain? With me, Janan Ganesh, this Sunday at 1:30 on BBC Radio 4.
Now we continue our series, The Price of Oil, devised by Nicholas Kent, telling the story of oil and the price we've paid for it. In today's drama by Rex Urbano, fictional characters are used to reflect on real events in Nigeria. Many of the actual details have still not fully come to light and responsibilities remain disputed. We head to Rivers State in 1994 for Someone's Making a Killing in Nigeria.
Thanks for your support.
I'm not too ill for support, love. I just want you to move out of the way so I can get to the pumps.
And before you do, can I just draw your attention to the injustices that Shell are committing in Nigeria?
All you loonies and lefties should be picketing outside the Shell building round the corner, not out here on the ice street.
We're there too, but here we're telling all motorists that if you knew where the oil comes from...
I don't care where it comes from. I need to get these samples across London sharply.
Well, I'm not stopping you, but just remember you're putting blood in your petrol tank. The inhabitants of the Ogoni region of Nigeria are paying the price with their lives.
Look, love, I don't know about these Ogonis, all right? But I know Nigeria.
Oh, is that right? I bet you can find Nigeria on a map.
It's where these baskets have come from.
Oh.
Look, these samples. Now, are you going to get out of the way or do I have to run you over?
The Price of Oil. Someone's Making a Killing in Nigeria by Rex Urbano.
Ogoni is the land, the people. Ogoni, the agony of trees dying in ancestral farmlands, streams polluted, whipping filth into murky rivers. It is the poison air causing the luckless lungs of dying children. Ogoni is the dream, breaking the looping chain around the drooping neck of a shell-shocked land. Now, can anyone tell me what this poem means?
I think, sir.
Sir? Yes.
I think it means that even though the oil operations have stopped, the land is still ravaged by pollution.
That is correct. And I like the use of the word ravage. Pollution. Did you know that there has been over 5,000 oil spills into our forests, creeks and farmlands over the last 50 years?
Sir, my father says that oil is a curse. He says that in our tradition, the air and water space is occupied by the gods. And that is why we are cursed, because the oil has driven the gods away.
No. My father says that oil is good for us. He says this is why Nigeria exists, to provide goods and services to the people.
Let's go back to the poem.
Operations have not stopped, sir.
We have driven them out.
But the flares have not stopped.
When will we be able to breathe again, sir?
I don't know, but the poem mentions causing the luckless lungs. So, air pollution. Anything else about this poem?
Does it not call for us as Ogonis to govern ourselves?
Good. Self-determination, survival. Our land is our life. If you kill the land, kill our rights to live off the land, then the people of the land will not be able to survive.
Where are we going?
Step back, or you go get this in your face.
No, not with your gun. I beg, stop now.
Then you said I'd better tell us where your brother did. Quick, fast. Where is Monday?
Wherever he did, you go feel my anger that you go bring soldiers to this door.
You better tell him where he did, or he will burn all your baskets.
But why do you do harm to yourself? These baskets are made by the local women, eh? Like your mother, like your sister.
They sell in Maki like hot planting and go so sell in London like hot crumpet.
Hey, awa, Tabi. But the name, what they ask for hand?
Wow.
Sell for London, eh? But your success go die right here if you do not talk.
Hey, listen to me, Felix. Felix, it is me who fit to talk to you. You know my father. He lived and died on the oil platform.
But your brother, go listen to this Sarowiwa, this so-called leader, this satirist who is too big for his trouser. And you go follow him as if he is him father.
Oh, you know, get no enemy. I want the oil to start to flow again.
Felix, wait. We should talk to her now. No more kill and go. Our orders were to talk.
Barinem, finish her now. And make we come out from here.
Hey, how many Idobon? What are we going to do? We go starve now.
Wait, listen, Syria. Things are different now. General Abacha reign over you like king, and you go do what we say. Felix is not like me. He is of a higher rank, and he aims to teach me to follow others just like him, like zombie. So, just tell us where your brother dey, or you go have nothing to sell.
I am just a businesswoman.
We do not look for you.
But you know Monday is not a rebel. You sat in those benches together in the classroom where the children now sing. Eh? You and him be two sides of the same coin.
I sat in those benches with you and put my arms around you then to protect you as I protect you now. I lie alone at night, Sarah.
Bad name.
Forget this business and follow tradition. I have money.
But this is not the time.
I go make you a good husband.
I go beat you. I go nearly kill you.
Eto.
Felix. Eto, she cannot talk if you have your gun in her mouth. Take it out now. Felix. The children, they go here.
When you fit see your brother, tell him no, he dey break pipes and bunker for oil. Tell him, if Ogoni is to move forward, then oil no get enemy. Shell workers will return, and they go clean up the spills, and money go flow again. One answer. Tell him to lie low as a rat. And if he dare cross my path, he will face the justice of my gun.
I'm sorry, Sina.
And if you want to teach your pekin, teach them that we are no longer men of the soil. But in them, make we come out from here.
Tell your pekin to be soldiers. That is where jobs stay. And that pays whoever is in charge.
You know what I've been saying, Joseph? You cannot have an open mind when it comes to the British. Nigeria is a country that the British deliberately put together, knowing that the three main religious tribes will always be at each other's throats.
I know that, Mr. Banato. I read it in a book.
It was me who gave you that book, Joseph, as my father gave it to me.
But it does not answer the question of what are we doing here and where are we going, Mr. Banato.
If you want to know the truth, you have to go to the source. That is why we are on this field trip. So you go learn our history lesson. And you're not at school now, so call me Monday.
But I should be at school Monday, sir. I should teach in your place. I am the oldest. It is my right.
Is this not better than learning book?
No, Sabi. Why only me? The rest of the class, they're not going to benefit.
One day, you go learn them. Oh, we're nearly there.
This has something to do with my father, Abi.
I want your father to return. The introduction of the youth branch did not mean that the elders had to leave. That is why our campaign is called the Movement of the Survival of the Ogoni People. Only together will earn us victory. Look over there. What do you see?
I need to go back now, sir. I'm going to get in trouble.
I beg. Look. Can you not see the River Niger? A river that was once the lifeblood of the Ogoni fishermen, but now yields the dead. Can you not see our once green and beautiful land coated with thick black gold?
Did we drive 3 miles into the far, far bush to see this? I can see this from my compound, sir. The River Niger, where our country got its name.
Nigeria? did not get its name from the river.
Where did it get its name?
I will tell you if you tell your father what you see today.
You know I cannot do that, sir.
When I was a Peking, I wanted to know where my father worked. I followed him as far as the security gate. Then I walked around the fence about half a mile to this exact spot. I used to imagine that I saw him working on the oil platform.
But it's too far to see anything.
I imagined, but you don't have to. Take this. So what can you see now?
I can see that these binoculars cost more than your car.
Look for them. Over there where I point.
I can't see. Oh, I see them.
18 months ago, a united Mossop protested, peacefully marched, and rejoiced when Shell withdrew its workers from Ogoni. But they are still here.
Why? Why are they laying pipes, sir?
Laying pipes? Where?
Look. Below the platform.
Oh, and the military are protecting these workers. This is trouble, oh. You see now why you must tell your father what you see here today?
I have no influence over
but
him.
But if your father knows this, he will come back and join us. There is a meeting of elders at Gioco tomorrow night. This is our best chance to change his mind and bring the others back with him.
I beg. You know my father well, well. Why should I do it?
What my father earned on the oil platform gave me all that I wanted. But what I wanted was not to see him there. I wish I told my father the wrong he did before he died. You can tell your father this while he lives.
Sir,
only a united Mossop can make them live for good.
Sir, I see.
And how do you see, huh?
Sir, I think they've seen us.
Oh, field trip over. We must go now. What? To the car. Okay. Run, run.
You could say you are sorry, Monday.
They did not burn all. You can manage this.
They have served us back. This is 5 days' work.
I will pay.
Oy. With what? Eh? And for what? I'm not sabi broke like you, but I have built this business by my own hands. Eh? The lives of 50 village women depend on me. I have a buyer from London coming to inspect the operation, and all the time fit to show I'm the burnt twig.
That's why you should join us.
Aye. And be protected by your militants and hotels.
No, because women have been at the front of protest and struggle as long as Nigeria has been a country. The Ekpan women's movement of the 1930s that protested against taxes, the Ekpan women who sang, chanted and cursed their oppressors by stripping naked, baring their breasts, even the Ogoni women's protest preceded
Mossop. You don't have to tell me the part women have played in the past.
I do, so you can be part of the future. Sarawiwa has revolutionized Mossop. And it is in his new Mossop that women like you are invited to the high table.
And what about the dinner table? Eh? Who go look after that? Where's the money to go buy the food you got chopped?
It is because of Shell that the land yields us nothing. No cassava, no cocoyam. Everything don't die. Finish.
With this London deal, we not only go fit eat, but we can live.
We can live if we work together for autonomy for this region. So we can democratically decide whether Shell can return and pay us for the damage they have done. And for that right, soldiers beat us. And what do we do against this? Eh? Nothing.
Hey, if you call nothing allowing soldiers to stop my mouth for me to eat bullets, violence attracts violence, Monday.
I fight with words, not guns.
Then allow them for peace. Hey, I'm scared for you. Our father look over us. And now I'm father to you, as you live the dream he wasn't brave enough to have.
Yeah, but your dream is still alive. You go sell baskets in London.
The buyers should have been here a month ago. I've not heard word.
Never mind, sister. When we get our repatriation, Ogoni will be rich.
Don't make me laugh. I cannot laugh on this day. I feel cry.
Every Ogoni will be a millionaire. I will buy you a factory.
You still owe me debt, little brother. You can drive me to Port Harcourt tomorrow. I need to go to the consulate to see why there is delay.
The delay is there in your hand. What do the British use these small ones for?
Don't touch.
They are no good as chamber pots. They don't fit hold water. Only anything that forget chops.
You see, that is God striking you down for your foolishness.
Something shouted at Wimbledon. A three-letter word followed by a five and a six. Either the Times crossword is getting harder or I've been here too long.
Excuse me. Can I have a moment of your time, Mr. Chesler?
Do I know you? How do you know me? And who are you? Answer the last question first.
My name is Sida Banatu.
Sit down.
Thank you. My name is Sira Banatu. You never replied to my letters, so I...
And how did you know I was here?
This is Nigeria. You can get anything with a dollar and a smile.
Balls! That's the answer. New balls, please. That's four down done. Now, the bugger that's seven across. What can I do for you?
I live in a small town of Bodu, Nijoku, in Ogoni. And the women in my village, which I represent...
Slow down.
Sorry. I'm very nervous, Mr. Chesworth.
Donald.
Many women's livelihood depend on this, Donald.
Six letters, calendar suddenly incomplete, requiring male intervention. Sorry, carry on.
The women in my village have handmade onet baskets from the vines of mangroves that grow plentifully on the banks of the River Niger. We sell them in the markets, and I have sent sample baskets to the Africa Aromas shops in London.
You should be congratulated.
The trouble is that the representative is having difficulty visiting us in order to check if our operations meet their standards.
Well, that has to do with oil, I'm afraid. Since these demonstrations, all visas for Europeans coming in have been restricted. I know Sarah Weaver is an inspirational man, but he's deluded to think that he will win against the multinationals.
Isn't that for the Ogoni people to decide, rather than your government?
Don't let my pale skin fool you. I am Ogoni. I'm at the end of a long line of colonialists that stayed to help build Nigeria. My only experience of the motherland was at Cambridge. I am true Niger man. I'm one of you. You sabi?
Don't let my black skin fool you. I hold a British passport. I don't remember much as I came here when I was only a baby. My father was an engineer with Shell. He was one of those Ogonis who got a British education and came back to build new post-colonial Nigeria.
And to get rid of the likes of me.
Almanac. Your crossword answer, seven across.
Of course. Of course. Thank you. What you need is to meet her in person. Since you're a British citizen, there is nothing stopping you from going to London.
To London?
My job as a consular officer is to provide assistance for British nationals working in Nigeria.
But I've not got money to go to London.
Just leave it to me. This is Nigeria. You can get anything you want with some dollars and a smile.
Do not let him see you, Christine. You know, go get straight answers from the British.
These are tears of joy, Monday. Our people go eat.
Is the big white chief coming from London?
No. I go to London.
London?
Hey.
I don't go pay for that. No. Sira, you are in debt to him already. He will want something in return. You are eating with the British.
This is different. This is my business. And my business is not oil.
You don't see it, but it is. They take our oil, our natural resource, they refine it and sell it back to us. And that's what they're going to do with your baskets. That's how they operate. They are corrupt.
And we are not corrupt.
There was no word for corruption in any Nigerian language until the British came here. The British, they are...
I no got time to listen to that.
They listen to this. Take care, my sister. Mossop has dealt with the British over Shell, and I found that they say one thing and do another.
Well, do something for me. And take me home so I can collect the baskets you salvaged and drive me to the airport.
No.
It is your trouble that has caused this.
We'll take a machine.
No. I'm not taking motorcycle. I have bags and baskets to free carry.
Do not ask for more. My debt to you is paid, Abby.
No. The deal was to drive today. And the day is not over.
I need to go somewhere.
To go break pipes.
But I'm not militant.
Prove it. By helping me, my brother.
Okay, sister. But this no go end well. I will drive you, but I need to branch by somewhere first, huh?
No break, no jam, no sense. Ajoro jara joro. Tell him to go quench. Ajoro jara joro. No break, no jam, no sense.
Ajoro jara joro. Go and die. Go and quench.
put up and reverse.
You have to have
it. Ha, you know I like highlight. Joro Joro. It's a top top music though. Hey, he sings how I feel.
I feel that my ears are bleeding.
We need sound. Since I last carried you, the engine is wired to the radio cassettes. I tell it off, the engine will stop.
Oh, can you at least turn it down? Small, small.
I know I do not fit get the words, but I am proud of my elder sister. I tell all my picking to follow you, and with our father looking down on you, the ancestors shall go bless all of your endeavors. Aha. Trouble go sleep and yang go wake up.
Why are you slowing down?
Do you see that there? The soldiers are holding the road.
Mondeo, I go miss my flight.
And look there. Sergeant Felix, if he find me, he go make me eat bullets. Take the wheel. I go hide.
Wait, there is no place to hide though. The bus keeps full the boot.
Then where shall I go?
Hey. My flight go leave soon, Sergeant Felix, sir.
Come out from there. Come out from the car, madam. You're not going to make it.
But I have important business.
Look at it. Your motor not going to make it anywhere. The wheels are almost flat. Look. The chassis batter like cooking pots.
When I make this deal in London, I will buy a Benz. Abby, let me pass.
What is in the trunk?
The baskets that you did not smash and burn. I need to take them to London.
I need to look.
I cannot delay anymore.
I ask you nice now. I no go ask you again.
You know, Sabi Felix, I just need to go to London and fix this deal. And we go more than it. We go live. And if we live, then no one be militant. Oh, you no go see that.
Open it. Open it now.
I'm sorry. The pollution, it did affect me.
The English colds, they go affect you. I hope you they get warm clothes for that.
I have mini skirt. And singlets. Brazier.
Hey,
a lace panty. Hey, you want to see?
You want to see our pastor?
Yeah, move now.
Thank you, sir. Move.
Thank you. Late. You small soldier boy. I will break your neck. Doctor.
I do think I need to go take this small suitcase. Something tell me I shouldn't say.
He told me to lie as low as a rat. That's what I did. You were there for so long, I thought you were fishing for a husband.
With all that Valhalla, I beg we no go have time to stop.
Oh, you no go miss your flight, sister.
The zombies no go delay us much. But I do not know why they swarm this town like locusts.
Hey. But there are more soldiers here than at the checkpoints.
Why do you not enter with me, Sira? In every other thing, you are progressive. You are a company woman selling baskets worldwide. But most of us caught up with you. So why not join us in our fight? We open our door for you.
Survival is my fight.
Okay. Big sister. You just wait here.
I go check that a message has been delivered and I come back. Now listen to this. This be for you since you are a businesswoman, eh?
To be a millionaire, you have to think like
a millionaire. You have to think like a millionaire. That is Mr. P. You remind me of him. He has all these money-making schemes.
10 years, no job. But one day, I landed one.
I'll be back by end credits.
The next day, I was fired.
What for?
For getting the job. No one works here. I must get the millions for doing nothing. Millions. But I'm not complaining. I've joined them.
Produced in Lagos and written by Ken Saraweaver.
call my cousin. No, why are you looking at him?
I will let you go. Is it not him that's talking? Is it not him that's talking? Don't make eye contact.
Excuse me, officer. Oh, it's you, Baron.
Hey, turn back. There is no entry, madam.
Baron, it's me, Sira. I'm here. I'm here for the meeting.
For you, there is no meeting here, Sira. Do you not understand English?
It's you who knows, Sabi. I follow...
Who? Who, madam?
Can you just let me go inside?
Your brother, they here already.
I know, Sabi.
Your brother, they here already. I let him pass as a favor to
well,
you.
Well, then, Pastor, you can let me in.
I cannot. You must go, Sarah. It's not safe. No, I can't. I have orders. The woman's meeting is not here tonight. No woman here. You must go now.
Hey, Baron.
I said leave now. Please.
You not go put your rifle in my mouth and leave me dead, good husband. I beg. Make me see road. Let me pass.
Sarah, if you don't stop, I go talk. Oh.
Allow her, she is my wife. Allow her.
Monday! I go miss my flight.
I can't find him. He must be here, but there are so many.
What? What is going on?
Come, this way.
What is all this, Wahala? Come, let us go.
I can't. Joseph did not do as I asked. I need to see his father.
What has Joseph to do with all this?
There is such a crowd.
He's just a child, though.
I don't understand what's... Sarawiwa has brought our struggle to the world, and the world has said our resources have been stolen. The world has said they have polluted our land and they must pay. The world has said that human beings cannot habitate here. We must now be together. That is the only way we rid this poison from our land.
With violence?
The military provoke us, but Sarawiwa taught us to use words like bullets.
But your words still go hurt, Monday.
I know, Sabi, why our supporters are acting this way. Come on, we must locate Michelle Idegbe.
Oh. What is it? Oh. Can you see me, Chief?
These are not our supporters.
Who are they?
I don't know. But it's not safe. Let's go.
This way, Sarah. Come on.
Where are you?
Sarah, wake up. Sarah, wake up.
My head feels like... What happened? Am I in hospital?
No. My importer got... We're in the police station.
Have you been beaten?
I don't know. I thought you could tell me.
The last thing I remember is... my head. I'm bleeding. And so are you.
Sarah Banato.
Your turn. They're questioning all of us. So don't say anything.
I don't know anything.
And that will not help you. They'll ask you some tough questions which will result to your death if you are unable to answer well. Talk loud, say something, but don't say anything.
But I don't know anything.
Sarah Banato.
Would you like a drink? Take the edge off.
I'm not sure whether I should ask why I was going to be questioned or why I'm not being questioned. What is going on?
Well, I was hoping you would be able to tell me. What on earth were you doing at that meeting?
I was on my way to the airport.
Joku is not on the way to the airport.
We had to stop. My brother was... What is going on, Donald?
All I know is that you've been a silly girl to get mixed up in all this.
This thing has got mixed up with me.
Yes, well, at least the world will now see that Sarawiwa is a dark, power-hungry publicity manipulator who, under the banner of peace, wields a heavy axe on the plight of his people. Are you sure I can't pour you a gin?
You are wrong, sir. He's a man of peace.
Mossop was a peaceful movement before he used the voice of disaffected youth to help him gain the leadership. Now he uses their anger as his own police force. Someone murdered four of his rivals back there, one of whom was hacked to death, another was burnt alive in a Volkswagen Beetle.
No. Nothing like that happened. It couldn't have.
Don't let their propaganda fool you. Sarawiwa made his money running an oil terminal after the Biafran War. First it was plum government jobs, then onto real estate. Made enough to fund his creative desires and his TV comedies. Enough to buy him a house in Surrey and send his elders to Eton. Does that sound a man of the people to you?
The problem here is being caused by Shell.
No, the problem has been caused by the people. Shell has agreed to a cleanup, but their workers cannot get to the spills for fear of ambush. Even though it is thugs like your brother who have broken the pipes and caused the environmental damage beamed worldwide.
My brother is not a militant.
Oh, is he the same as you, making the best of our country's natural resource and selling it around the world?
Is that why I was released?
Luckily for you, I saw your name on the arrest sheet. Otherwise, you'd have been left here to die. But don't worry. It won't take the police long to figure out who was behind these gruesome murders. A clue being first word, three letters, followed by a hyphenated eight-letter word.
I didn't see him there.
Then how did a peaceful meeting turn into carnage? Answer me that.
What is going to happen to my brother?
He'll be dealt with by the military, unless, like you, he has the advantage of being British.
He's my little brother. He was born here.
I'll give you a ride home.
I'm not leaving without him.
I'll see what I can do. What's his name?
Banatu. Banatu. Yes, we hold him.
Is he to be released?
That I cannot do, sir. We hold those troublemakers who we suspect disrupt the meeting.
If I have it on good authority that he was not one of the troublemakers.
I know.
Then why can't you release him?
We hold him on a different charge. Him and his Peking go break pipes. You know he discovered new pipes at Bodo West.
Did he break those pipes?
He knows it will cause more damage by telling old Mossop elders that Shell did not leave as promised.
So he did disrupt the meeting?
He never got a chance to. As we turn back his contacts. Contact is... Mitchell Idigbe, yeah, a checkpoint, that's right.
Then what is the charge against him?
Charge?
You fobbed me off all night with one clueless lackey after another. And when I finally get to someone with some information,
Please, I know go settle for his release.
I'm not going to pay a bribe.
Now what is your business with Banatu?
If you're insinuating that I would.
Mr. Chesworth, it is said that the rivers in Ogoni do not yield fish. Even though he's a small one, we still hold him for hand. He talks loud, and his words may help keep a big fish that we already catch this morning.
Countryman, this is a messy situation. Lord have mercy.
Don't let them see you cry, madam. Not only has Sarawewa been arrested, but the youth of the new Mossop as well.
Then this is the end of our fight. People go into that police station and never come out.
There must be something for us to do.
We cannot fight against their truth. They get all the evidence and put it against them. The only sound we now hear is the military using words, not bullets. We can do nothing.
If only I had the courage to do what Monday asked. Wait! In order to get the truth, you have to go to the source.
I get no time, Joseph.
You are at the meeting.
This is why they interrogate me. I told you this. Where are you going?
We're going back to the source. Back to Joku.
What for? There's trouble everywhere. The soldiers are still swarmed like locusts.
Exactly.
We got to be quick, Sarah, before they go know I left my post. And let me just release my trousers.
Stay down or you go. Get this in your face.
Hey, who are you? Give me back my gun.
You are too hot.
This could make him talk.
Then let him talk.
Sarah, I know nothing. Make me go now.
Not before you answer our questions.
You have only one time for one question before my sergeant go know what happened.
Yesterday, the place was swarming with soldiers. You could have stopped any trouble, couldn't you?
I had my orders that day as I have my orders now.
There were no orders to stop women, but you stepped
in. You were not supposed to see.
If you know what was going to happen, why did you not stop it?
Listen, don't ask me any more questions.
It wasn't women, madam. It was you. Mm. You know, want you to be involved.
Oh, I warn you for your own good, as I am telling you now, to go for your own good. You must listen.
You knew that something was going to happen, Abby.
I tell you this. When Sarowiwa took control of Mosop, it split like kola nut. The elders on one side and the youth on the other. This split has made Sarowiwa have bitter enemies, and that split has made them take advantage of the situation.
Who is them?
Please, madam, my one job.
Soldiers in civilian clothes.
I just they follow orders, but this came from high up. Higher than Felix, sir.
Abacha?
If I tell her, we'll be as dead.
Tell us what you know. Talk!
It's no use, madam. He has been set on.
In the power of the people. In the power of the people.
Five across, a seven-letter word, followed by a five and two and another seven. This is a high crime for a Golden Tremolo song.
Enough of your clues. I want answers.
As pleasurable as it is to see your face, I would rather see it smile.
It depends what I get in return. What of my brother?
Hasn't anyone told you?
I asked you to help him.
Yes, you did. Well, he's free, but he's not released.
Then I want you to use your privilege from the British consulate or whoever you work for and get him out the same way you got me out.
Look, you think you know what is going on here. The state owns 55% of the oil wealth, but the population doesn't see it. It gets sorted away into offshore bank accounts. That is Nigeria, symbolized by the River Niger, with its tributaries aptly resembling the open hand of corruption.
There was no word for corruption in any Nigerian language until the British came here. You have not got the right to talk about corruption.
Oh,
my brother used to tell me this. And it is not until now I know what it means. This country is less than 100 years old. Why would you expect Nigeria to be free of corruption when for generations Britain has been stained by it?
You're forgetting, Sarah. This is my country.
Then love it. Stand up for it. And love it like Monday and all the others fighting for our country's freedom against those who are killing it by sucking it dry.
Oh, the campaign against the oil companies was never going to succeed. It was only a matter of time before the infighting opened the door that gave the military motive.
And for that you arrest the innocent?
But my sources tell me those arrested will be detained for a while until all the palaver quietens, the new pipeline is built, and the pumps start moving again. Sarowiwa will not be charged. He'll be released following international clamor. He will still be tainted, and the oil will flow again.
What about Monday?
Well, there is nothing I can do for him.
He's my brother. You must do something.
I cannot do anything. He is dead, Sarah.
Then you have caused this. What did you do? They beat him. I know they beat him.
He died of natural causes. According to our doctor, he was suffering from chronic bronchitis. The air you breathe here is... Well, I'm so, so sorry.
Believe the lies?
Police doctors say he had a respiratory attack.
They lie!
We know not that for sure.
We know it! The five warriors caused this land.
Come, Josie. You should show a good example to the younger ones.
Where is Mr. Banatu?
He's not a teacher anymore.
He's gone to meet his father.
Did you not hear?
So, will you be a teacher now?
I have done few lessons, but... Joseph... You are the eldest.
But, madam,
Josie, Monday would have wanted you to. It is your duty. It is your right. Don't let them see you cry.
Well, we're going to start with pop quiz. Who can tell me how Nigeria got its name?
From the river Niger, sir.
That is half right. Do you know Sarah?
I would have said the same.
Nigeria got its name from the River Niger, but it was named by a journalist, Flora Shaw, in a competition to find a name in the Times of London. For her, it meant Niger area. But for us, it's a reminder that we are in chains
This is why we have to be not only one Ogoni, but one Nigeria.
So, that was the storm. Those kids were making me broody. Miss Banatu, is it something I said? You don't seem to be concentrating.
Sorry, yes. Please sit. That was the storehouse. We can keep up to 100,000 before shipping.
They're very well made. I particularly like the stitching and these little motifs. That's brilliant. You've obviously been doing a roaring trade locally.
Yeah, we use them to carry cassava and plantain. But what do you need these small ones for?
Ah, they're for gift packaging for our soaps and small bottles of lotion. Now, I'd be interested in seeing the factory. Are we going there now?
We have no factory.
So where are the baskets made?
Divine leaves are collected and washed on the banks of the River Niger, dried and then stored ready for production. The factory is the labs of the women.
Oh.
The women make them at their leisure in the compound.
That is great. Now that's a good photo op for our website.
What is that?
Well, it's like a brochure on a computer. Never mind. I can picture it. Middle-aged woman in a dashiki, her nimble fingers plaiting the baskets into shape. Nice. Now, all I need is numbers. Africa Aromas is a global brand. How many could you reasonably produce?
One basket takes 50 minutes, so one worker can make 20 a day, and so 50 would yield about 5,000 a week.
Oh, we'd want double that to be viable.
But we haven't got the resource. The mangrove doesn't grow plentiful because of the oil degradation. At that scale, we will use more than we can grow.
Well, I can't comment on that. I'm only here to make sure we comply with ethical standards about working practices.
Ethics protect the land as well as the people.
That's not my business.
But it is mine.
Back to the numbers. $1 a basket would yield...
Not enough. How about $5?
No. What about our overhead?
What about what our baskets are worth?
It's more than a living wage.
Could you live on it?
We're not a charity.
What my people have paid with their blood. We cannot destroy our natural resources and get nothing in return.
Miss Banatu, are you sure you want to go
Look
ahead
around
with this?
You. We have no hospitals. The school is not for the town, but for the entire region. We have nowhere to live because you have no desire to pay what the baskets are worth to us.
You are not the only business I'm seeing here.
Blood oil. My father died working for them. If their poisonous fumes didn't kill my brother, he would have died trying to get rid of them.
We are not the oil companies.
I know. We foolishly allowed the oil companies in. We are not going to make that mistake again.
Thank you, and we welcome our next speaker and newest member of our steering committee. Here is Sira Banatu.
Ogoni is the land, and the people Ogoni. No other ethnic nationality has been more deprived than the Ogoni people. And even though our leader is fighting his own fight against the injustices of the Nigerian legal system, we are committed in continuing his and our fight for autonomy in Ogoni. I am no poet. I am no writer. But in his words, neither imprisonment nor death can stop our ultimate victory.
Good evening. Nigeria's military leaders provoked a storm of international outrage today when they went ahead with the executions of 9 human rights activists, including the playwright and satirist Ken Sarawiwa. John Major at the Commonwealth Summit called it judicial
murder. In Someone's Making a Killing in Nigeria by Rex Obano, Sira Banatu was played by Nadine Marshall, Monday Banatu by Obi Abili, and Felix by David Ajala. Donald Chesworth was Jude Adewudike, Joseph, Landry Adelard, Barinam, Zachary Momo, the buyer, Jessica Turner, the protester, Rhiannon Needs, and the schoolboys, Michael Ogushea and James Okulaja. Someone's Making a Killing in Nigeria was produced and directed by Jonquil Panting. The Price of Oil series is devised by Nicholas Kent with Jack Bradley and Jonathan Myerson.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. A Syrian rebel commander who runs a force that the Americans helped to train says his camp has been attacked by Russian aircraft. He says 20 missiles were fired during two separate raids in Idlib province. The Russians say they attacked positions held by the Islamic State group during the night. Prosecutors have said that a 14-year-old boy plotted an attack in the Australian city of Melbourne from his bedroom in Blackburn. Manchester Crown Court heard that the boy wanted to promote the idea of Islamic State. He's admitted inciting terrorism. Residents of the Afghan city of Kunduz have disputed claims that the army has succeeded in expelling Taliban fighters. Fierce fighting is said to be continuing in the streets. The bodies of two British women have been found in the Mediterranean off Lloret de Mar in Spain. The women, who were in the resort with friends, had gone for a late-night swim. A new Consumer Rights Act has come into force that means every customer who's lost out when stores fix prices can join an American-style class action to seek compensation. Everyone affected will be included in the claim, except those who ask to be excluded. A solicitor, Anne Corfee, says it should deter shops from rigging the cost of items.
What's incredible is that businesses carry on entering into cartels, fixing prices and overcharging consumers. And what's really significant about today's changes is that without lifting a finger, the consumers can get their money back for what they've overpaid.
Mad cow disease has been identified in the carcass of an animal on a farm in Wales. The authorities say it was an isolated case and posed no danger to human health. The trust that runs Bourneville, the area of Birmingham built to house workers in the Cadbury factory, says the sale of alcohol there is still banned. The city council has allowed a shopkeeper to sell alcohol nearby. The trust says the store is outside the estate and doesn't affect the no alcohol sales rule imposed by Cadbury's 120 years ago. BBC News.
We'll head to Falkirk for a ramble with Claire Balding after this.
Make yourself happy on BBC One.
We've witnessed the highs.
The flavour of the pecan salted caramel with the rosemary is exceptional.
That is sheer heaven on a plate.
The lows.
I produced what they wanted, just the ugly version.
The joys.
The custard was set just right, so really pleased.
The disasters.
They were in the oven for half an hour.
Was it on?
And the new discoveries.
Who would think tarragon and apple would go well together?
But there can only be one winner. The Great British Bake Off, the final.
Bring! Meringue, my lord.
Next Wednesday night at 8 on BBC One and BBC One HD.
In half an hour, the Nobel Prize-winning author Orhan Pamuk talks to Mariella Frostrup about his new novel, A Strangeness in My Mind. That's in open book at 3:30. But first, we'll join Claire Balding for this week's Ramblings.
Today on Ramblings, I've come to Scotland, to Falkirk. I'm joining a group that's been set up by Jan B. Brown, and she is the reader in residence with the Scottish Book Trust and with the Falkirk Libraries. This series of Ramblings is about artists' ways.